We're doing a Geret Iman, and we're deep into the third chapter. The Rambam has been discussing that we don't know dates and we don't know how to figure out times. And now he's going to start speaking to the author and telling him, I hear that you think that based on the constellations you could figure out when things are going to happen and when what type of people born under which stars are going to have which attributes. So he told them, look, when the Jews were in Egypt, all the stargazers said, now is the time that the Egyptian Empire is about to enter its golden era. From now on, things are going to go well. And that year, God brought the Egyptian Empire to a close. It was over. God brought them down. The same thing happened with the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar. All his wise men and his astrologers, anyone that was considered wise, they all said that the Babylonian Empire had just started its golden era, and from here it's only going uphill. And just then, God brought its downfall. God destroyed the Babylonian Empire.
And actually, it was with his grandchild.
Okay. So, the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian Empire, right, was his grandchild. So, the Rambam saying the same thing is going to happen when it comes to Mashiach. When the nations think this nation, the Jewish people, is over, they're never getting out of this dire situation, and everyone's going to be agreed that it's over. Anyone that has any understanding of figuring out the future is going to say, it's over, the Jews have no future. That's when Hashem will bring and reveal the Mashiach. And, okay. And now we're going to continue, and the Rambam is entering astrological belief of the times, which initially I thought we'd have a class just understanding what they believed, and then understanding what this man believed, and then understanding why the Rambam says it's wrong. But I don't think from past experience with the guys in the Machon that people are so interested in understanding even basic astronomy. There's always one guy who says yes, and sometimes the whole class says yes, and then when I actually start doing it, heads drop. So I'm going to have to go with past experience, and we'll try to understand it quickly, and without too much depth, we'll run through it. Basically, it goes like this.
What?
Basically, what they believed went as follows. We have 12 stars, 12 constellations within the zodiac, right? We call them mazalot. And we also call them batim, houses. And in those times, they used to divide them into sets of three. That's what the astrologers believed in. And they divided the sets of three based upon the four elements that they thought the world was composed of, right? They believe there's Esh, Ruach, Maim, Afar. There's fire, wind, water, and earth. They believe everything was composed of these four elements. So they divided the 12 constellations of the zodiac and aligned them with these four elements. And they said that we make a triangle and we take the Teleh, the sheep, and Aryeh, the lion, and Keshet, the bow, and we attribute them to fire. And we take the Shor, the ox, Taurus, we take the Ptula, the virgin, and Gdi, the goat, and we attribute them to earth. And we take Teomim, the twins, Moznaim, the weights, Dli, the bucket, and we attribute them to air. Right. And we take Sartan, and Akrav, Cancer, Scorpio, and the fish, and we attribute them to water. And now, depending on where within these constellations a person lives and the person is born, they felt that will define what a person is going to be, how much. Now, this is a discussion between Rashi and Tosus to understand what they believed, what gives a mazel strength. Is it the fact that it rises in the beginning of the night, in the middle of the night? How exactly to work it? There are two gilsot in Rashi and Rosh Hashanah. I don't think it's so relevant to go into this, exactly how they figured out when the constellation has its power. But bottom line, they divided the constellations this way and felt that if, let's say, a person was under the following constellations, two of earth and one of water, so he'll be more affected by the earth, and he won't have the power of fire or water or wind. Depending on where a person is situated on the globe and where a person is born. So they felt that that defines a person's future. And the Rambam is now going to blow that out of the water, and he's going to tell the person who's writing the letter, who's a rabbi, he's telling him, how could you accept any of this? And he's going to explain to him that this holds no water. Don't listen to the people who start telling you there's the large constellation, there's a small constellation. I've heard you say that people in your land have lost their wisdom. And you thought the reason is because you guys live under the constellations that make up the triangle, the triad of the earth. So you said, we're more affected by the stars of the earth and they bring us down, and that's why in our generation, where all the people that are living here are not as smart as previous generations, because now we're under this constellation. So the Rambam says, that's wrong. You have to know that being under this triad is not singular to your land. Wherever there are Jews, this is the way God made it. God made it that the Jewish people will lose their wisdom as they go on. It's not because you're living there or somewhere else. All the Jews all over, there's a mass loss of knowledge. And each generation, the rabbis are on a lower level than its predecessor, and it has nothing to do with what constellations are there. And this is what the prophet said in God's name. I will do wonders to this nation, the prophet says. And I will make the wisdom of their wise men lost, and the understanding of the people who have understanding will be hidden. And the cause for this is not the fact that you're under the triad of earth or the triad of fire. That's irrelevant. I'll prove it, says the Rambam, that King Solomon, that about King Solomon, it says, he was wiser than all men. He was situated in the middle of the earthly triad. That's where Shlomo was. So if we're going to say that's what caused a person to be dumb, how come the smartest man in the world was just there? That's where he was situated in the constellations. And so too, Avram, who is the pillar of the world, he is the one that attained this great philosophical concept that there's monotheism, that there's a first cause, that God created the world. And he's the one that really laid this foundation for all of humanity. And so to Yitzhak and Yaakov, that all three of them, we say they were able to attain a level of understanding that they, so to speak, carried God's heavenly throne in their hearts. Notice how the Rambam takes this Kabbalistic concept, that we say the Avos, the patriarch's face, is etched, engraved onto the heavenly throne. The Rambam says, he gives a nice understanding in Pshat, he says what it means is that they attained an understanding of God, they attained a belief in God, that it was, so to speak, as though God's chariot was etched into their hearts. Sheisigu be'emet, that they had true attainment, true understanding that God exists, that God of what God is. Kmo shamu havot em ha-merkava. As our sages say, the forefathers are the godly chariot. Sheneemar, as the verse states, Vayal me'alav Elokim, God arose from above Abraham, it says in the parasha, our parasha. What does it mean, God arose above Abraham? That Abraham, so to speak, was God's chariot. All three of the patriarchs were situated in the middle of the triad of earth, and nonetheless, they were the wisest of men. So, be'er kol zeh mimash nodia, and the Rambam says, I'll explain this as I expand. Shakibutz haKaton, that the small grouping of stars, hu kibutz shabtai v'tzedek, misha shehitkavtzu be'ezeh makom shehitkavtzu shenit. If you guys want us to go through this, now the Rambam is going to explain the constellations.
We'll get to that.
The Rambam's going to get to that. That we do say that constellations do have an effect. So what effect are we talking about? We'll get there. So we're going to pause here for today, and we'll just take a vote. We'll see how many people want to continue want to skip this, the remainder of the paragraph? How many people want to go through it? How many want to understand the Rambam explaining this? You, yeah? He's going to explain how the constellations, what they believe, and how it's wrong. It's really just one paragraph. It's going to take, we'll try to do it as quick as possible.
No.